Welcome back to Moments of Horror, today's tale.
V is for variety. There was a little shop on the edge of town. No name, no hours posted, just a flickering sign in the window that read, "Open." Most folks passed by it a dozen times and never noticed it was there. But if you were looking for something, something rare, something no one else seemed to have, well, that's when it found you. And it found Casey. She was 22, living in a one-bedroom apartment, scraping by on tips and freelance work, barely holding the threads of her life together. One day, after losing her third gig in a month, she wandered down a street she didn't remember taking before. And there it was. The shop. The bell jingled as she entered. Inside, it was dimly lit and crammed with curiosities. Shelves stretched up to the ceiling filled with clocks, dolls, boxes of keys that didn't seem to fit any known lock. And jars. Lots of jars. Behind the counter stood a woman, older, gray hair in a loose bun, eyes sharp as glass. "Looking for something special?" she asked. Casey laughed. "A new life, maybe." The woman smiled. "We've got a variety." She led Casey to a shelf in the back. There, resting on a worn red velvet cushion, was a box. Wooden, hand-carved, with the word "Choose" etched on the lid. "What's in it?" Casey asked. The woman shrugged. "That depends." "It's a variety box. Everyone gets something different."
Casey hesitated, then asked the question that mattered most. "How much?"
The woman shook her head. "It's not about money. You just have to want it. Truly want it." And Casey did. She took the box home, heart pounding. That night, she opened it. Inside was a mirror. Small, round, set in silver. At first, it seemed ordinary. Until she blinked. And the reflection didn't. It smiled at her. Not with her smile, with something else's. She threw the mirror back in the box. But when she looked up, the apartment had changed. The walls were different, the air thicker, the hallway longer than it had ever been. And the doors, there were more doors now. Behind each door, something waited, something alive. A child's laughter echoed from one, a dripping sound from another, a deep growl from a third. On the kitchen table, the mirror remained, and now the box was full. A doll with her face. A jar labeled voices. A clock ticking backward. Each night, a new item appeared. Each night, a new sound behind a new door. Casey tried to throw the box away. It came back. She smashed the mirror. It reassembled itself by morning. And the woman from the shop? Gone. As if she never existed. Eventually, Casey stopped fighting. She stopped opening the doors. Stopped wondering what would come next. Because the box would provide. It always did. And every morning, something new. Something worse. You see, she asked for a new life. And the shop delivered. A variety of lives. Some were not hers. Some were not human. But the shop never promised happiness. It promised change. It promised options. And now, she has plenty. Thanks for listening. I'm KG Cartstopper, and we will see you next time. Always remember, you matter. You mean something. Go be kind.